expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. Welcome to Problem Corner. This is a Monday. If you have a call for myself or the guests, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. It's just about the second week of May, but the boys of summer are starting to loosen their reins, get excited. Summer baseball, goal panners, soon. What basically in 1 month, John Lorke, in 1 month, it starts.
Yes, and the morning has been in such a way that it's very appropriate that I be on Problem Corner.
You were having problems this morning. You came in just all discombobulated.
What could go wrong today? Well, yeah. Well, opening day's a month out, and there's a lot to do, and just things just don't always go right, but that's all right.
So your printer broke, stapler didn't work,
everything.
Coffee was wrong.
Yeah, let's print this to the printer from the phone. I can't really don't want to locate the printer for you right now. Just crazy stuff.
So you got the schedule. When do we start?
We open up on June 8th against the San Diego Waves, our yearly competitor. We owe them. They eliminated us, finished our season last year, got us 4 out of 6 in Fairbanks. They beat us last year, so we...
Last year was a good team, too.
It was a real good team, and they... so we owe them. So that's a good one to start with.
A rivalry starting.
Yes, let's get the rivalries going. The Pilots don't want to come up here, so we'll have another rivalry. The
Pilots are chicken boys.
Exactly.
My goodness. Then you go into the Kingsmen baseball. Where are they from?
South Carolina.
You're having a team come over from South Carolina?
Yeah, and the Catawba Valley Stars from North Carolina, they kind of know each other, so that's how that connection happened. And then we got some teams. Lake Erie, Michigan, has a team, Michigan Monarchs. They used to come up, every 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Nasena there, he's actually in the legislature in Michigan, and he oversees that group, and so that'll be a real good. They're our Midnight Sun Game opponent. And the Seattle Blackfins is a real good organization that joined the Pacific International League last year, and we met them in British Columbia last year, so they'll be really good. They beat us there, so we owe them too. We owe a lot of people this summer day.
you're not having a good morning.
It's a vengeance kind of morning. Yeah.
It starts out with bad coffee and a broken printer, and before you know it, you want to hurt everyone.
But the California Halos, that's a new club from SoCal.
So you don't have anything against them yet?
No, we don't, but the day is young.
Yeah.
And the San Francisco Seals, they come up about every couple years, so we beat them in British Columbia, so we'll see them again for 4 games to close out our home schedule in July.
When did you start putting together the schedule?
Well, initially it was delayed. It happens pretty quickly in September and October, but we had that talk people may have read about in the paper a little bit about the idea about us being back in the league, which really was initiated from the Anchorage area this year instead of me calling and say what about it. So it didn't happen. There's some frustrating things, some things that I thought were not above board. So, but in the meantime, the league has named a commissioner, which I've always thought is the first step to truly making the inroads to get it done. And we'll see where that goes. He's convinced that it's one of his biggest things he wants to accomplish, and obviously we agree with that. We think it's a big deal for us to be back in the league with those renew those rivalries, and we'll see if it happens. He says he wants to get it handled by the end of the summer, so that when we go into the fall, it's a done deal for 24.
Last year you started out with Kenai. I don't see them on your schedule this year.
No, we tried to open up in Kenai coming into the state this year, but they They have a schedule that doesn't see them play at home until about the 20th of June. So they're not really going to make a bunch of inroads in getting their field ready. So for us to try to play them around the 4th and the 5th, when they don't really have another home game until the 20th, it just didn't work out. So we're going to open at home once again like we did last year.
Well, maybe you can get a closing game with them in July.
Yeah, we tried. Not like I didn't try. No, it just didn't.
I believe that.
Yeah, but we finish, and I don't know if we'll have in August. We'll have to, you know, we're pulling all the players now to see if they've got it, can stick around long enough in August. But it may be a little bit of a way to save a little money at the end of the summer with the way the airfare is. So, but we'll wrap up, for now we will. We'll see about August. But our last 4 days of July. Down in Medford, Oregon, against the Medford Rogues, which is a really good organization. That'll be a good opponent for us to finish our regular season right now.
When is that?
That's this is just a home schedule you're looking at.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the 27, 8, 29, and 30, a four-game series at the end of July.
So basically you start June 8th and...
June 8th, and we're going.
Have a little bit of a break from the 24th of June to the 6th of July.
That's when we'll be in British Columbia.
Okay.
So we'll be in British Columbia playing from the 27th to the 4th of July, and then we'll come back up here.
And then you're through the year, through the summer.
Yep. It's very similar to last year, about 30 home games and a first half and then a break, and as we're gone and get some road games and try to win a tournament there. And then come back. We won it in 19, and then 20 it didn't play. And so we're anxious to get back to British Columbia and try to get that title again.
And then on Wednesday, the 21st, 118th annual Midnight Sun game versus the Monarchs.
Yep, team from Michigan. Yeah, should be good. They should be a good group.
A 10 p.m. start. You know, do you get as many people through the season as you do that one night?
That one night was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do now.
Okay.
We do now. It used to be just the financial, you know, majority of what we would do for the summer, but now it's a good chunk, but it's not take up as much of the revenue as it used to. It's a huge deal. Last year was nuts. See,
yeah, I know.
There wasn't an open seat, and it was crazy. And, you know, because we're telling people, as they're coming into the gate, you know, hey, at this point, you may not be able to find a seat. And it's like, well, you don't care.
I'm going to go to the beer garden.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel
hang
like standing
out here to lose, you know, and get a foul ball.
It was crazy. I mean, there's just little nooks and crannies in the stadium. It's like, do you have a seat? No, right there, go.
You know,
it was nuts.
I'm very fortunate. I've got box seats with you. I got two of them. And I'd say in about another week, a buddy of mine's going to give me a call, Rob, and he's going to say, hey, opening night with me, right? I go, yeah. And then about a week after that, he's going to say, hey, Midnight Sun game with me, right? And I'll say, yeah, always, you know, but he always does that.
Got reservations.
He grabs it. And then if I'm not, what I do is I make my box seat tickets available, the tickets themselves, and he knows where they're at my house. So he's big, much bigger baseball fan than I am.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm a big fan, but it's what he lives for. And so I make it to about 8-10 games there, and he makes it about 15-20.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he's pretty good about it.
Our kind of fan.
Yeah, he likes it. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. Again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Some of the world's finest beer and great food. Silver Gulch offers that and more in the heart of the historic Fox Mining District. Silver Gulch has been brewing our favorite beers for many years, and they apply those same standards of perfection with every meal served. The menu is exciting, creative, and delicious. Silver Gulch Brewery. This is what good is all about. Call 907-452-BREW for reservations. Silver Gulch in historic downtown Fox.
Hello, this is Doug Johnson. More than 25 years of helping Alaskans injured in automobile accidents and the families of Alaskans killed in car crashes have taught us a few things. Driving is a full-time job. Avoid eating, talking on cell phones, applying makeup, and reading while you drive. Other Alaskans deserve your full attention. Powering 6,000 pounds of metal at 65 miles an hour creates risk to other Alaskans. Pay attention when you drive. Johnson & Associates has helped injured Alaskans for more than 25 years. It's who we are. And while you hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with a chance for scattered showers. High of 53. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 30. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Eric Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have John Lorkey, the general manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers, in the studio with me. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Dave.
You even got the Adidas Alaska Gold Panthers shirt on.
I'm ready. I figured I better get outfitted, yeah.
Is Adidas a formal sponsor?
They are today with this one.
I take it you get no revenue from Adidas for putting their logo on your shirt.
Well, we use them in the souvenir booth. So, yeah, we're users.
Oh, God. So you have a schedule.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm looking at your roster and the coach or the field manager, as you call him, Brett Lachman.
Latchman.
Mm-hmm. What's in a name? Where did you get him from?
Yeah, he was a big recommendation from Mark Lindsay that's coached us the last couple years. And the pedigree is big time there. His dad was a manager, Marcel Latchman, in the big leagues. So Brett has been a real accomplished pitching coach on the West Coast at a variety of schools, you know. Cal Poly Pomona, and now he's at Hope International.
Pomona?
Oh, yeah.
That lowly Cal Poly Pomona, not Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where I went to school. We scoffed at Pomona. Well,
Bob Ely was a SLO guy, too.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we got a couple assistants, you know, it's Ritos and Point Loma. So, we're excited. We got three guys. Get it going again. Brett was here in 2009 as an assistant.
Okay.
So he's familiar with Fairbanks.
You even got a U.S. Army assistant coach.
Yeah, Logan actually pitched at West Point, and he was here last year, and he's full-time military. So he just kind of helps out when he can and helps in the bullpen and can't have enough help, you know, on the staff. So, boy, you look on television now, some of these major league teams, you just can't imagine how many assistants they have. You look at the NBA and you look down at the end of the bench and the assistant coaches are like four down at the end and then they're on the second row. There's like another five of them back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything gets a little coaching heavy.
You have a lot of pitchers.
You need a lot of pitchers.
A lot of arms.
You need a lot of arms because especially in that first week, 10 days, they're just not ready to go six, seven innings.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of two innings, three inning stints and you get some guys that have a pretty good break between when they finish at their school and when they start pitching for us, sometimes it's as much as a month. So they
got to get warmed back up.
They got to kind of get going again. You'd think that they could just, but no.
You don't want to get a reputation for throwing out a pitcher's arm from the different colleges. You won't get any pitchers.
The overprotectiveness, Dave, of the coaches at their schools and these kids in the summer is awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's over the top. And these kids just like, I don't know how you get any better if you don't pitch.
Yeah.
And I'm not a, you know, proponent of blowing out a guy's arm. It doesn't do us any good. He's got to get on a plane, and I got to bring another kid in. But, I mean, we've had kids that you know, are at a junior college, and they get recruited, and now they've signed a letter of intent to go to a four-year school. And it's like, well, I'm going to Fairbanks in the summer. No, you're not. You're not pitching this summer because we want you fresh in the fall when you come in. It's like, yeah, it's frustrating, but nothing you can do about it.
Well, you also have the coach's son, Ryan Lachman. He's a pitcher, and he's a junior.
He's a pitcher. He's just going to be here for the first half. He's got summer school in July, so he's another one of those arms you add just to have enough arm so you're not caught short.
And you have another person from Hope International, David Redgrove.
Right. He's typically a late-inning guy. He may get a little bit more – on the mound as a starter, but he's been a really effective relief pitcher there this year.
You know, I look at your roster and you're showing the height here, and you got 6'6", you know, a runt at 6'1", 6'6", 6'6", 6'4". Then all of a sudden, boom, 5'9".
Well, he actually came up as an infielder, and he's a freshman at Cal Baptist. And as the fall and the spring approach, the more and more Cal Baptist turned him into a predominantly a pitcher. So he kind of switched spots on the roster. But seeing he's 5'9", that kind of stuck out at you, didn't it?
You know, 6'4", 6'6", 6'4".
Only so many
5'9", that's smaller. That's shorter than me.
That's Ron Guidry. That's like, you don't see guys that short typically on the mound.
No. Looks like a lot of West Coast.
Yes. Yeah, that's predominantly, you can definitely get enough talent there. And kids, you know, they fly themselves here in the summer, so we don't want to make it too cost prohibitive. So that's pretty much where we recruit, because it's, you know, we can get enough good players from there. So
now, Fairbanks, I want you to listen to this. These are the catchers. There's three catchers. One from Gonzaga, one from Cal Baptist, one from San Diego. I'd say that's West Coast. A junior 6'1", freshman 6'1", freshman 6'1". Weights 195, 185, 200.
Yep.
You got what, triplets coming up here?
Yeah, you may as well have a little size.
Yeah, my goodness. Now, your infielders. Okay.
Well, typically the guy with size is going to be your first baseman there.
Yeah.
So he can stretch a
little
bit. 6'3",
230, yep.
Yeah, and then you got your middle infielders, your corner guys, and then you got Alex Garcia that'll come back from North Pole. He'll be here again this summer. So we're excited. We'll see how we do.
Then you got... You know, it seems like you're thin in the outfield. There's only four outfielders.
Well, because we have enough versatility.
Okay.
We have some pitchers that can play out there. We have infielders that can go out there. You got to kind of put them on a roster somewhere. But
yeah.
I would say the biggest feature of our roster this year is how many guys can do variety of things.
Again.
Which in the summer is huge.
Yeah. You know, it's not that you're little West Coast. You even got Honolulu, Hawaii coming up here.
Yeah, Hawaii. We got Colorado. We got... kids that, you know, make beef from Arizona, but they're going to school in Iowa, so.
Yeah, Scottsdale, Arizona.
You're right.
Boy.
Oh, don't label us too bad there.
Well, I'm just looking at the map, and, you know, it's quite heavily California. Then mm-hmm. we have a little bit of Nevada and Arizona. Then mm-hmm. you go outer limits of Texas and Colorado and Hawaii, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as easy. Oh, you got an Arizona in there, too. What the heck?
Yeah.
But it looks like a really good roster.
I hope so. We'll find out.
How long does it take you to start before you start, you know, your season ends basically, say, August 1. When do you start going after your roster?
Pretty quick.
August 2?
Yeah. The biggest thing that took place this year was a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
So we get schools. We probably had five or six players right away going into the summer because they want to send kids to us. They've always sent kids to us. So we get the returning schools that call us first and say, here's who I want to send you this year. But we pull the players at the end of the summer, and, you know, you'll get 9 or 10 of them that want to return. But it doesn't materialize that way because their coach at school dictates where they go. And they'll see Alaska, and it's like, okay, next year you should go here to this league or something. So they
trying to get them exposure and experience.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. I like to have returning players, but from, you know, thinking about it from player's point of view, he should have a different experience, you know, each different year. So
it seems like there's a lot of leagues nowadays too in the summer.
There's a ton, and professional baseball. More and more is kind of getting into that, and it's frustrating. We're a little bit concerned over the next few years what's going to happen, because they've pushed the draft back now to the second week of July, so some kids just don't want to go out and play and risk getting hurt.
Yeah.
I don't like that approach. I don't know how you get better if you don't play. You know, I said that before, but they have their own little independent leagues, you know, with some of the better, they call them prospect leagues, mm-hmm. and some players go to that. So, you know, there's some really good leagues around the country. There's a ton of places you can play, but it needs to stay amateur. It needs to stay, you know, semi-pro. It needs to have the, you know, the players get not get treated like, you know, like pawns.
Cattle.
Yeah, I mean, you have some schools don't get out until – you know, the 15th of June.
Yeah.
So they'll have some kids come in and they'll just have them on like a 10-day contract. Like, until this guy gets here, you're just filling a spot, and then we're getting rid of you. It's like, well, that's awkward, you know. So
yeah,
we don't do that. We just kind of, if we've got a couple of those kids, and we do, like Gonzaga gets out late.
Cal Poly San Luis gets out late.
Yeah, so we'll just, you know, we'll just have a versatile enough roster to account for that until the kid gets here. But we're not going to just say, hey, thanks.
You're here for 10 days.
Yeah.
You might pick up a local kid for a little bit and see how it works out.
The Northwoods League, you know, they've got so many teams and so many games on their schedule. They just, you know, they'll get halfway through the season and the pitcher's like, you reach your innings limit. Hey, goodbye. We'll get someone else. We're not going to do that.
Goodness gracious. And where are your road trips to again?
Just British Columbia, and then at the end of the year to Medford, because it's very difficult. As I mentioned, trying to get games in Kenai was tough this year. Since they're in a league, the teams down there look at us as being a non-league, so they in theory don't want to jeopardize their own league schedule by playing non-league games against the Gold Panthers and use up some of their pitching. You know, it's like, oh wow, what a travesty, you know. But the biggest obstacle is that the Pilots and the Bucks share a park in Anchorage, Mulcahy, and then the American Legion just about eats up every other home off day at that park. So it's very difficult to schedule the Pilots or the Bucks down there because there's just hardly any dates available. Because when we come back from British Columbia, come through Anchorage, we could play two or three games there. Couldn't do it. Tried to. Can't fit them in.
What are the teams that are in the Alaska League?
Well, you've got the two I mentioned in Anchorage.
Yeah,
you've got
Pilots
the
and the Bucks.
And the Pilots. You've got the Matsu Miners and Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Chugiak Eagle River Chinooks, who used to be up here. But for finance purposes, they can save a little money and by playing in Chugiak with a ballpark there. That's the old AIA team that was here.
Mm-hmm. Athletes in action.
Right. Yeah. And then you've got Kenai. So you have five down there.
Hmm. Well, it's an interesting world.
That is an understatement right there.
We're being polite.
Yes. It's problem corner.
Are you We're not going to solve that problem today. Are you looking at picking up any players as you go along?
Injuries will, you know,
dictate
that.
That,
sure, because when you travel, you really can only have so large of a group. Summer families, and we still need about four of those, so that's a, you know, you can only have so many, and if you get too many, kids don't get enough playing time, too, so you don't want a kid to come up here and just not play. So pitchers are always going to get plenty, and you try to hold your position players to about a dozen or 13, and then, you know, they'll be fine, too.
Okay. Well, what the heck? And how's your scoreboard looking?
Scoreboard is looking really good. We just got to work out some particulars there with some of the design things and make sure that everything's good to go and B&B Electric's ready to put it in. And we're hopefully we can get it in by opening day. It's going to be tough, but we're going to do our best.
Describe the scoreboard.
The scoreboard is going from a scoreboard that was less than 500 square feet of a face to over 1,000.
Double.
It's huge, huge help from the Stroker Foundation. To get that for us. I mean, it's a huge, huge help.
Will we have video replay on it?
I don't know we'll have replay, but we'll be able to have some video on it. I don't know it'll have the ability of that, and then some of that will be our own learning, you know, curve as well. Because that's more of as much as a camera thing as it is a scoreboard thing, and that's...
Well, if you have video on it, you can always, recombobulate it or reprogram it.
Recombobulate
it.
We just made a new one. it's going to be in right center, and it's going to be about 28 and a half feet high, and...
Wow.
Yeah, and 36 feet wide. It's going to be quite a sight. I can't wait.
Fairbanks, you're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. John Lorke, the general manager of the Alaska Gold Panthers, is in the studio with me. We're going to take a break. We're going to have some bumper music, The Police, and God knows what that is. Then we're going to go into Fox News, State News, some commercials and weather, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
SUVs crashed into a crowd of people that were standing at a bus stop in Brownsville, Texas. At least 8 are dead, 10 hurt. The police chief there is Felix Salceda.
Through the investigation, it was found that the SUV ran a red light, lost control, flipped on its side, and struck a total of 18 individuals.
Some of these individuals were migrants. They're trying to figure out if this was intentional. All this as Title 42 expires this week. The governor of Texas is stepping up efforts to try and stop human trafficking.
We will make it a 10-year minimum jail sentence for people who are smuggling in the state of Texas.
Representative Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida on the Fox Business Network worried about Title 42.
I think we're about to see a tsunami that is going to overwhelm not only the border states, but the entire country, not to mention our men and women in uniform.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection and Department of Fish and Wildlife plan to conduct prescribed burns at Creamers Field Migratory Waterfowl Refuge as early as today, according to an Alaska Department of Natural Resources news release. The controlled burns will start depending on weather. Crews plan to burn about 35 acres on the 2,500-acre refuge in the field closest to the Echo Acres Road parking lot in order to remove dried grass that makes up most of the possible fuel for grass fires. Burning the fuel now, officials said in a news release, will enhance habitat for waterfowl and other wildlife that live on or visit the refuge, while also reducing the potential for wildfires later this summer when conditions are drier. Nate Lasham, a Fairbanks-based state wildfire technician, called the controlled burns a valuable tool. State fire officials caution smoke will be visible throughout Fairbanks during the burn, but efforts will be made to minimize public impact. The refuge will remain open during the prescribed burns. Some parts will be closed to allow firefighters to work unhindered.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Whether you're flying or boating into your favorite fishing hole or just driving to the lake, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for all the fishing gear, licenses, permits, and stamps you'll need. Frontier's extensive fishing department has the conventional, fly, or saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska's streams, rivers, lakes, and ocean habitats. Rods and reels, lures and natural bait, lines and nets, dip netting supplies, even sunglasses. Frontier Outfitters has what you need for your successful trip, plus marine parts and equipment downstairs at Century Hardware. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
Want the perfect date night or need to relieve some stress? Well, throw an axe. The Alaska Axe Company, corner of Lathrop and Van Horn. It's like darts on steroids. Rent out a lane for you or a group of friends. Upstairs area available for parties. And corporate events with tournaments and leagues forming soon. Fun for ages 14 and up. Come throw axes in a clean, safe environment. Corner Van Horn and Lathrop open 6 days a week till 11 p.m. on weekends. And with 50-50 Friday, you can rent your lane for half price. The Alaska Axe Company is this week's 50-50 Friday special.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Sometimes driving year-round in Alaska is more like maneuvering through an obstacle course than driving on actual roads. Snow and ice, water, gravel, and damaged roads? Ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. Alaska proven, Alaska tough. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 for your light truck, SUV, and CUV delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Peruse in the studio here with John Lorkey, and we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, what we're going to do right now is we're going to give away a ticket to the Midnight Sun game. One at a time. We're going to give two, but we're going to give one at a time. And what we're going to do
is... drama. Such drama.
Exactly. And what we're going to do is you got to call in, then I'm going to ask you a question. We're not going to give you the question and have you call in. You're going to call in, and then we're going to give you the question. And if you get it right, you get the ticket. And there's... remember this. These are easy questions.
Depending on what your voice sounds like, we'll determine the question.
So, again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you want to go to the Midnight Sun game, give a call, and we'll take it from there. Anyway, you've been doing this how long now, John?
Goal panners or baseball?
Let's start goal panners. This is goal panners, general manager.
Goal panners, general manager would be 2016. Yeah, I took over the presidency, and then immediately there was a – just happened to be an opening in the general manager's position. So it's like, can you wear this hat too?
Were you on the board before that?
I was on the board, yeah. I joined the board shortly after I got back from Kenai. So I think it's 2005, I think I joined the board. Yeah, and then Rhonda and I started housing players in 2008 and enjoyed it ever since. Always have, yeah.
You're operating
kind of in my blood, the whole baseball thing with my dad.
You're operating a car dealership down in Kenai.
Yeah, Ralph sent me down there when he bought the Ford dealership in 95 and was down there for, almost 8 years.
That'll do it. So, who's the food vendor this year?
Yeah, it's going to be the ladies. They call themselves Frosty Hooters, but it's Bobby.
Frosty and, what?
Frosty Hooters. It's kind of
Frosty Hooters.
Yeah.
One more time. Frosty Hooters.
Yes. Yeah, and the sign is very appropriate out of it.
Okay.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
I just leave it alone. Yeah. And so, but they used to do the tremendous work at the Carlson Center.
Okay.
And when that all sort of flipped, about 2-3 years ago, they had an opening, and I'd heard about them and asked if they could do it, and they did. So they do a tremendous job, too. It's really, they really do. It's great.
Okay. Well, no one's calling in for the easy question, so now I'm going to have to do a tough question. What was one of the years Dave Winfield played in for the Fairbanks Gold Panthers? Don't say the answer.
Don't know it.
Anyway, and call up with the answer if you know the answer, and we'll get you a ticket to the Midnight Sun game.
You'll have to verify it because I'd probably be guessing, so I don't know. Yeah.
You want me to Google it real fast or
look bad? Oh, you were assuming that I knew. we could talk about housing. We still need about 4 or 5 homes there. We could talk that, get Maddie's name out there and phone number. They call me too. But
how many people need to house again?
We need to house 24. I think we've got 4 or 5 left. I haven't talked to her this weekend, but I think she had another one got added. So players will get here the 4th and 5th of June.
It's almost here. 1 month they're going to start arriving.
It's almost here, and it's pretty normal. We always find a way to pull it off, but it's always, we always have a couple that we need, but it's a great part of it, especially if you've got young kids, who are ball players in the house, and it's a great experience. You got college athletes who – work hard, and it's a good deal.
What? How is your infield looking? I thought you were going to get a new infield.
August. Breaking ground. Yep. Yeah, the delays and the added cost and all that, and COVID pushed it back, and just so yes, this August. So.
What sort of field will it be? Sod, grass.
No, our new artificial.
Artificial turf.
New turf. It's recent. The turf that's in there just got in 86. So I think it's time.
I'm gonna count on my fingers here. 96, 2006, 2016. So basically a 37 year old turf there.
Yeah, I think it's time, and the scoreboard was 73. So yeah, we find that finds a way to go haywire every summer, and it takes this one person on our board that knows how to fix it, and don't anybody even try until he looks. It's 73 technology, so what you got to do to get it fixed is not simple, and there's nothing saying it's going to necessarily hold for another month once you do.
Who's your beer beverage purveyor this year?
Big Daddy's again.
Big Daddy's good.
Big Daddy's. Jeff and Coco there are going to take care of us once again. They do a great job.
They do a good job there, and enjoyable. And who's going to sing the opening Star Spangled Banner?
I'm not sure. North Haven is our
opening day
sponsor, and I'm sure that Mary's got that all set up, but I haven't asked her specifically who it is.
And is Jen going to do the Midnight Sun game?
I would think so. She hasn't ever said no, and she does such a great job, and sometimes she'll harmonize with her daughter, too, so Jen's terrific, so hopefully she can.
Looking at your different evening sponsors, you have the Philly Fanatic coming up on Friday, the 7th of July. How do you get that guy to get up here? If it is a guy, I knew you.
I know.
Oh, okay. David. Yeah, don't make the mayor come after you.
I just started thinking in the fall. It's like, because, you know, I remember back, and I was probably going through some old photographs and stuff, and I remember pictures of my kids when they were out there, and the San Diego Chicken was here in 2009, and I'm, you know, he doesn't do that anymore, and started thinking, I want to have that type of an event at the ballpark,
which
is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun, and he's the best, and it's not just baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at in the stands of all these different sports and you see a mascot like the Chicken, all he's got to do is come out on the field and he's funny.
Yep.
He just is. And then he gets on that four-wheeler and
he knows how to do it.
He's just terrific. So I just called the Phillies and I said, can you get me in touch with the Fanatic? Because I'd like to bring him up. And I know there's only going to be small windows.
Yeah.
He's got to look at our home schedule. The Phillies can't be playing at home. He's going to attend a lot of Phillies minor league games around, you know, their organization. So I gave him a couple different different dates that would work, and we were fortunate because the All-Star game's in Seattle this July, so he's going to be heading toward the Northwest anyway, and we got him the Friday night before the All-Star game.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and what year did Dave Winfield play in for the Alaska Gold Panthers?
I don't know, but I was wondering what type of bat he was using.
He used wood.
Type of wood. What's the popular bat these days? Birk, ash, maple?
All of the above. Anything that's wood. But we are typically using something called bomb bat, BAUM bats, which is a composite wood that won't break because it'll get pretty expensive in the summer with the bats that break. So players want to learn. Now, a lot of the schools use a composite or allow wood at the schools. Some still use aluminum. But if you're going to have a real good experience for playing professional baseball, you better learn to hit with wood. You have to. You don't have a choice. So players come up with a variety of wood bats, and they kind of
see what works.
It's an experience, and they'll break this one, and they'll break that one, because learning to keep it out of the handle if you're going to keep it going. But it's a composite that they typically fall back on about the beginning of July when they've gone through all their bats. But, yeah, it's predominantly ash, but a lot of guys, they'll do maple too.
Do you use a bat boning device to harden the bat?
No, we don't. They typically come up pretty ready to go. Pretty ready to go. Now, the players, most of the stuff that they're going to do with it is stuff to just keep their hands, you know, sticking on it, like some type of tape or a little tar or something like that, so that they, you know, kind of personalize it themselves. But they don't have to really do anything to harden the wood at all.
You pitching about 80 miles an hour, 90 what?
No, you're in the high 80s to the low 90s. Some pitchers will get as much into the, you know, 93-4 area, but no, typically you're looking at about 87 to 92 miles an hour. And a changeup's going to be slower than that.
I make a bat out of Alaska birch. I want somebody to try it.
That'd be fine.
Bring it out to the stands. Bring it out to the field, Charles, and say, here you go.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call. You want to go to the Midnight Sun game?
Okay.
Well, give John Lorke a call. John, your phone number?
907-378-4110.
907-378-4110. And he will set you up with a single Midnight Sun game, and that's a tough ticket to get. Charles? Yep. Thank you, Charles.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace on earth.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah. There we go.
That was an interesting one.
Yeah. Some knowledge about basketball, but nothing about Dave Winfield. So
I would think that Winfield, when he was here, he would have used aluminum, I'll bet. I'll bet, because
I think he was wood.
It was all wood back then?
Yeah, it was
all
wood.
No, you're right. You're right. Aluminum was just coming in after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the Tennessee Thumper. Remember how that pinged? That was obnoxious sound.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages. Uh-oh. Let's see. Try this again. Well, yeah, we're not.
Team members for the up-and-coming season. We are offering a $500 sign-on bonus to local residents for the following positions. Line cooks, sous chefs, and supervisors. Line cooks earn $20 an hour. Sous chefs, $22 an hour. And supervisors, $21 an hour. Earn a free cruise based on contract completion. If you've ever been interested in working in the travel or food and beverage industry, now is a great time to apply. Go to AlaskaTourJobs.com and apply today. Our team is waiting for your application, and we're eager to speak with you.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 54. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 31. High of 56. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy Wednesday with highs around 60. 61 Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. John Lurkey in the studio with me. And as Michael Jordan said, the hardest sporting thing to do is hit a baseball.
And he was a pretty good athlete, but yeah, hitting a baseball is a little different.
You know, it's coming at you like up here, like you said, 87 to 92 miles an hour, and 60 feet 6 inches from the mound, not from where he throws it.
Exactly. It's throwing. It's coming at a downward angle from the mound, and it's not probably going very straight.
And it might be coming at you.
And he's not telling you whether he's throwing a fast one or a little slower one or one that breaks. You just got to kind of figure that out by the spin of the baseball if your eyes are that good, and then you got to hit it.
Yeah.
And you can hit it very well, and someone makes an amazing play. It's like, oh, sorry, you hit that really good, but you're an out.
A Hall of Famer is successful 30% of the time.
Incredible. Yeah.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and the averages are even lower now. It's just that difficult with those hardest guys throw. And the number of released pitchers, rosters have now typically have like 13 pitchers. They used to have 10. So guys that, you're going to see a different guy in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. It's just a different world. So it's a lot of strikeouts, walks, and home runs now.
You have some very good corporate promotional sponsors here.
We have a ton.
Just going through it, you have, the North Haven, you start out with the United Way, Tanna Chiefs Conference, Safeway says, Monday the 12th, Hoodoo Brewery. That's always a fun night.
Oh, they're fun. Bobby does a great job.
Yeah. Doyon Utilities, Faith and Family, Hockey Night. That's always fun. Mm-hmm. Summers and Sotheby's, the Midnight Sun Game, State Farm, Kiwanis, the Philly Fanatic. When did you start reaching out to the Philly Fanatic?
I would think it's probably October, I think. They were pretty responsive.
When did you secure them?
It took about a month, just sort of going back and forth. It was mainly a, yeah, we want to do it. Just a scheduling thing because, we're going to take secondary, as we should, to, if the Phillies are home, he's not going to be here.
So the Phillies own the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, well, I don't know that. I didn't ask him that. I didn't think as I was trying to secure someone, it would be good to ask them who owns you.
Well, there is that. it's just me being, real estate broker. Who owns you? Who do I negotiate with?
Yeah, I didn't ask him what his appraisal was.
You just got to think differently. Oh, my goodness. Then you have East Belly Coal, local Rotary Clubs, UAF alumni, Denali State Bank, Seekins, McKinley Orthopedic, Right Air, and the Food Bank in Winnay. That's a great sponsor. Local Banks Nights. Who's in the local banks?
just the different banks, you know, Denali State Bank, Mount McKinley Bank, North Rim, First National. Yeah, trying to secure Wells Fargo into that too. So
that's a national brand.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does it take for a person to? You got a few openings here in case someone's out there listening.
Very few, yeah. It would have to happen pretty quick. But, yeah, 1950 is for promotion night, and you get a bunch of tickets to hand out. You can email the PDF file to whoever you want to come out to the game that night, and then, you know, the park is yours to, you know, collaborate with us to figure out what you want to do. You want to say some things over the public address, throw out the first pitch, sing the national anthem, hand out stuff when people come in the front gate, have a table of presents, put a banner by the front gate. There's lots of opportunities, and businesses more and more realize that, you know, well, let's not just, you know, write a check and help the gold panners. Let's make this a fun night. So they really do all the businesses do a great job.
You don't have a starting tournament like you have in years past that you would do and get a lot of bonding and synergy with your team on your way up.
No, I do like to start on the road.
Yeah.
But the Blackfins are one of the teams that got added to the Pacific International League. So just a lot of these teams just don't have a whole lot of open dates on their schedule.
Yeah.
So we're already starting on the 8th, and it's going to be a fight just to have everybody there. I think the Waves are going to play somewhere for a couple games before they come up and start playing us. So it happens quick. You know, it's not a game that takes a lot of individual practice amongst players. It's not like football or basketball where you're calling plays and things like that. It's really the pitchers and the catcher got to kind of get together, but everything else is, you know, at this level, you've learned baseball. Once the ball's hit, you need to know what to do with it. You know, there's no team training that goes with that.
You know, I look at the teams you play, and there's two different ideologies here. You got the Waves, you got the Seals, and you got the Blackfins. You know, so that's your Oceanic there.
Yes, yes.
Then you got the Kingsmen, the Monarchs, and the Halos. So you're looking at, you know, at rulers, gods, you know, controllers. You know, so
I never noticed that. Honestly, I never even saw it that way. It's very observant, very very observant. Intimidating,
Dave. I think there's something here that you're not telling me, John.
Oh, you think it's for a second?
I think you're not telling me something. I think there's something deep here. You know, and I feel sorry for the Catawba Valley Stars, you know.
They need an identity.
They need to go one way or another. they're sitting on the ledger. They got to go left or right in regards to this, and, you know. You know, they could be the, you know, the Catawba Valley
Ocean
sharks.
Stars.
Yeah. Sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Starfish.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mermaids. they could do all that. But you get a great season, great roster coming
up. I hope so. Hopefully we need to get a little bit warmer weather than last year. We only had a couple days over 70 degrees last year. So,
yeah.
It's
not starting out good.
No, the beer garden wants warmer weather.
Yes, it does.
You know, so I think we got rained out twice last year, which is pretty average. When the smoke was bad, we were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So that helped. So fires stay away and not a lot of rain and give me middle 70s and everything's terrific.
And
we stay healthy.
You're generally Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, you're at 6:30 start times, and a Friday, Saturday, you're at 7 p.m.
A little later on the weekends, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we moved the Midnight Sun game to 10 o'clock a few years ago, just if it's a weeknight, but we just keep it there anyway. And maybe someone will decide to come out instead if it's at 10 instead of 10:30, so we've just kept it there. Didn't have any issues with it a year ago. There was...
How many people do you have? There was a record crowd.
Over 3 grand. It was nuts. It was nuts. And they're just, you know, we bring in all those additional seating with the help of the borough and the military and the army. And then we even had, you know, some 5-row seats, you know, 2 sets of little bleachers out on the field. And people were sitting there. And, you know, I got a couple kids, high school kids, sitting there with baseball gloves in front of the stands in case a ball hit over that way, you know, protect them. But, everybody's just had such a great time.
Well, how can you not enjoy yourself at something, a uniquely Fairbanks event?
That's my feeling, too.
How can you not just enjoy the heck out of yourself?
Not everyone is as enjoyable.
Yeah.
And wants to, but that's when they start out that way, but when you hope it turns out that way. But we get very, very few complaints at all. I did get one. I got one last year. Someone wasn't able to find a seat, and that made it kind of tough on them. So.
Am I going to have to sign a like a waiver of, you know, after 10 o'clock at night for you guys to be able to do this?
If you do, just, yeah, go ahead and sign it.
I'm looking for some sucking up here, John. I'm looking for some, you know, oh, yes, yes, please, please, please. Or
well,
instead of this, the attitude, just do it.
Send it to me. I'll show it to our team attorney, and I'll let you know.
Oh, goodness. Well, so much for that. Team attorney. Who is your team attorney?
It's probably you.
Yeah. I better self-check. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to you need some help with housing.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And who's the person to contact?
Contact Maddie, M-A-D-I-E, Maddie Rierig, and she is at 570-313-1880. So, or you can call me. My number's gone out before, 907-378-4110. But we'd love to help. It doesn't require transportation. We have get help with families and some dealerships to help provide what we need. And the players are, you know, they're going to the ballpark most every night. So it's about a 6-week commitment for the summer. And hopefully you'd help us out. We'd love to hear from you because the kids are great. And like I said, the college athletes, so they're playing all the time.
1 month from now?
1 month from now. Most of them are going to get here on the 4th and 5th. And
June 8th is opening day.
June 8th is opening day. We're ready to go.
Where are you getting your umpires from?
Umpires there's one who's kind of a traveling guy, and he's got another one coming in from Hawaii. Got Washington, California. I just sort of reached out to the West Coast to umpire association, got the help from the coach, and because we turned that over from last year and got a bunch of new guys coming, so got a crew chief that'll work both halves, and so we'll have 3-man crews. One of them's local, Dan Angelo, who's going to do it. So looking forward to that. That'll be a little new chapter with some little bit younger guys doing it. And
lots of yelling at the blue.
You can read between the lines on that one. But,
so much scar tissue on the old boys.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm in the room talking to the umpire crew, I want to be the only one with a Medicare card.
There is that.
Well, they got to be able to get around. Oh, and see. And they have to be able to see.
What? You know, you tell us this now. You know. But again, you tell us this now, and you're trying to tell me that they never were able to see, John?
Well, there's
the hard way to call a strike.
There's degrees of sight, so
out of sight, out of mind.
I'm just making fun with umpires, but it was just time to turn that over, and we've got some new guys, and they're really excited to be here. It'll be fun.
Well, we got a few seconds left. How do you want to end it, sir?
Just want to say thanks. If you can help with housing, that'd be great. Give us a call. But just we're gearing up. You know, we're ready. It's a month out for opening day, and thanks for all your past support, especially naming us the last 2 years the best sports team in Fairbanks, and we hope we'll respect that, and hopefully we can get it for another year and put on a good show out at the ballpark.
John, thank you so much for being here, and Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow.